Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has failed to convince Jacinda Ardern to send a strong message to Australia on climate change when she visits there this week. Mr. Bainimarama made his position clear to Ms. Ardern and Suva yesterday, asking that she demand more from neighbours, a clear dig at Australia's resistance to real action. Our political reporter Joe Moyer is travelling with the Prime Minister and joins us now from Suva. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Corin.
All right, so what did they talk about yesterday? Any hint?
Yeah, so, I mean, climate change obviously was a really big talking point, especially for Frank Bainimarama. So he really pushed for that sort of more to be done to make neighbours, clearly a dig there at Australia, to sort of step up and do more. So he came and spoke at the joint press conference after that meeting with Jacinda Ardern. And he basically said, he knows that he can count on Jacinda Ardern to not only do the right thing, but to join Fiji in demanding the right thing from the rest of the world. Now, bear in mind that relationship with Frank Bainimarama and Scott Morrison, the Australian Prime Minister, is not great. They clashed really heavily at that last Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu last year. That was where Frank Bainimarama accused Scott Morrison of insulting behaviour. So that relationship's already quite tense. And I guess New Zealand kind of gets stuck in the middle there a little bit. Now, we put to Jacinda Ardern that message from Bainimarama after the press conference. And she came back and said, look, the idea that somehow her going in and wagging her finger at Scott Morrison is going to change his domestic policy is not an accurate reflection of the way that anyone does politics, let alone her. So she's kind of continuing on with what her plan was, which was to not really raise it in Australia at that bilateral with Scott Morrison on Friday.
All right then, so what is the right place, where is the right place to try and apply some of that pressure then?
So Jacinda Ardern says that in her mind, things like the Pacific Islands Forum, where leaders come together from across the Pacific with Australia and New Zealand, you know, they advocate and make their positions clear on climate change. She says that's the best place to have those conversations. She says suggesting Morrison doesn't know hers or New Zealand's view on climate change is simply wrong. I did ask her whether Frank Bainimarama had specifically asked her to bring it up with Scott Morrison, and she said no, that wasn't the case. He instead used that press conference to make his point instead. And basically she said she's not going to go to Australia and instruct them on how to run their domestic policy.
Okay, so she's going to be quiet on climate change, or quiet-ish with Australia, but vocal when it comes to their hardline deportation policy.
That's right. So she's made that comment last week to the media before we came over here that she wasn't going to preach to Australia on domestic policy regarding climate change, which is interesting, like you say, because she also made the point that she was going to go quite hard on that deportation issue because it directly affects New Zealanders, and obviously we're really seeing those effects in New Zealand now, quite negative effects. Now, most would argue that climate change directly affects New Zealanders too. So it is very interesting that she's been quite selective about those difficult conversations and which ones she's prepared to have with Scott Morrison and which ones she's not.
And that she's not going to move his mind on deportations either. He's just as entrenched on that issue. So this, you got to think this is more about domestic New Zealand politics because, as we've seen, Simon Bridges climbing in on deportation. If she doesn't at least say she's going to go hard on it, she'll be criticised.
Yeah, exactly. She has to raise it. She is quite strong about raising it, but like you say, she knows that it's not going anywhere. Now, she's talked about not wanting to have that sort of race to the bottom before and not wanting to reciprocate because that's just not her kind of politics, and she doesn't think that as New Zealand should reciprocate in that way. So, yeah, very much going in to have that conversation, but to what is quite a deaf ear, I guess you could say, in terms of Scott Morrison.
Mm. Now, the state dinner. I know last time Frank Bainimarama went off script, had a bit of a crack at some of the media, I think, from memory. Did he stay on script this time?
Well, he talked about the media, but definitely not in the same way. He spent the first part of his speech actually praising the New Zealand media, which was quite surprising for all of us there, actually. Now, that's obviously tied up with the climate change stuff. Now, New Zealand reporting of climate change is obviously quite intense, and in the last sort of 72 hours there's been a lot of reporting of whether Jacinda Ardern will or won't talk about climate change in Australia. You know, that feeds in perfectly really to Frank Bainimarama's narrative. He wants the media to be talking about climate change, to be talking about the Pacific, and you know, putting that pressure on it being talked about in Australia. So he was quite happy to have us there, to be honest, which was interesting. Also interesting, though, the fact that the room was half empty. I couldn't quite make that out. I'm sort of unsure if people RSVP'd and then decided they didn't want to turn up or what happened. But the MC sort of got up at the start of the night and talked about it being an historic event, yet, empty seats at every table, which was quite strange. Now, also, Frank Bainimarama did side yet again with Jacinda Ardern about Alan Jones. This is the Australian broadcaster that obviously made that comment about Jacinda Ardern needing to put a sock on it during that Pacific Islands Forum last year. Frank Bainimarama came to her defence last year and he made a joke of it and the fact that, you know, Alan Jones was definitely not in the building last night. So, yeah, a very different dinner to 2016. So, yes, quite interesting indeed.
Fascinating. Thank you very much for that update. Joe Moore, who is travelling with the Prime Minister in Suva and heading towards Australia soon for that bilateral.